Okay, good morning everybody, or good afternoon, depending on when you open this. It's been a roller coaster, definitely. I've been learning, I've been shifting, I've been on the constant rise and downfall, of course, because as you learn, you always are on an uphill and then downhill battle, you know. But all in all, it's been something, definitely. And I'm really enjoying this. As I told you guys, I am trying my best to see if I can do this as often as I can. But work. Yeah. Something that they don't tell you as a business owner or as a solo entrepreneur is it's going to be hard. Yeah, it becomes hard. Like, I am learning every day that I have to show up. No matter how I feel, no matter how cold the day is, no matter how scary it's going to be, I have to show up. And it's so rejuvenating, if I can say so, in a way that my mind constantly is actually thinking. It's always constantly shifting. I always, when I think back, I've never had a time where I was like, you know, I feel like I am missing out. No, I've never said that, except when I was probably in college, when I was focusing on only one thing, which was studying. But right now, I am having a lot of fun in whatever I'm doing, side projects, main projects, business work. And yeah, my mind is shifting every day, because especially with the business, I am constantly shifting between admin stuff to actual work, to, you know, client proposals, you know, client follow-up, usual business shenanigans, you know. But it's so fun. It's so fun. And today, I don't know. Today, I just felt like I should record something, you know, give you guys a little snippet about what's been going on so far. And yeah, I'm happy. Most definitely. I am happy. The struggle, it's the usual thing, you know, being a solo entrepreneur. And also, actually, there's no such thing as a solo entrepreneur, now that I think about it. Because you can't achieve anything by yourself, right? You're always constantly talking to people, you know, because why would you call yourself a solo entrepreneur when you're actually involving a lot of people in the process work, you know? It may not even be people. It may be soft work, you know? Let's say Canva, designers, illustrator. Even though you're actually using your own talent to make this possible, but you're actually involving other things, you know, now that I think about it. And maybe it's my brain going haywire or something. But yeah, going back to the point of today, I just wanted to share with you guys what I've been up to, because I feel like anybody who's out there who feels like life is on a pause, it's not on a pause. It's not really, you know. It may be hard at the moment, because you're trying to figure out what's going on. Like in my first days, actually in my first month, I was asking myself this question every day. Will I be able to do this? Will I be able to make this a reality? And in the second month, it all flipped. And I was actually telling myself, this is doable. This is possible. In my third month, I'm back at the point of like doubting yourself, you know, self-imposter syndrome. But it's something, you know. But so far, there will be no regret. Most definitely, I am enjoying this, the whole process, the whole trying to actually understand who I am and the value that I'm bringing, you know. It could be to the businesses, it could be to the relationships, it could be to any other thing, actually, you know. And yeah, even if I bring it into my business, the 313 studio, which is in a whole thing about the 313 project, which is actually my life unraveling, me understanding who I am, because I am an unfinished project, first of all. As every art piece out there, you never know when it's perfect. But yeah, so my business, yeah, 313 Studio, it's going, most definitely. I'm happy with how it is, even though some days I feel like, I wasn't able to achieve what I was supposed to do, but also I was able to wake up and actually do some work and work on something and become somebody better than I am today. Because the whole thing about the 313 project initiative that I'm trying to actually, grow is trying to remember that every day is a brand new day and it's a chance for me to become somebody better, not by myself, but also, if it's possible, become somebody better for someone. You know, I feel like this is the whole motto that everybody should go with, become somebody better, make somebody better. And Baden Powell, the founder of the Scouts, the Boy Scouts, said you should always aim to leave the world better than you found it. And this is the motto that I've been going on for a long time. And I'd like to say, I would like to tell you guys as an advice too, always aim to leave the world a little bit better than how you saw it in the first place. Well, that was it for today. I'll leave you guys with that little snippet, and hopefully I'm gonna come back in a few, or it's gonna take a little while. But so far, I feel like I needed to do this. All right. Ciao.